Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Another game tonight, the Lakers and the Kings. Big game just because the Lakers have been struggling. They're 11-11, and Sacramento beat them in overtime a few days ago. But LeBron James, before, you know, a few hours ago, Rob, it was announced that LeBron James is in the health and safety protocols. He's vaccinated, so he has COVID. There are reports that he took 3 tests. First was positive, second was negative, third was positive. And I'm told, I've been in touch with somebody from LeBron's camp, I'm told that he feels great. He feels fine, so that's good. Doesn't sound like at this point.
Well, he's not on his deathbed or anything
symptoms.
Like that.
Yeah, like Joel Embiid said, I don't know if it was a little overstatement, but, you know, he said he didn't know that he was going to make it. Right. He said he had headaches worse than migraines and had trouble breathing. So
when he hits people, different ways. So he had to be sick. Yeah.
He missed 9 games, so it was serious. LeBron could be back in 10 days. Or even a little bit sooner, Rob, if he gets 2 negative tests within a 24-hour period. So we got him in our prayers, of course. You want everybody to be safe. And we'll see if the Lakers can maintain without him. They haven't been very good without him, Rob. But it seems like it's one thing after another for them.
This is what happens, Chris, when you put together the squad they put together. And it ain't a second guess. It's a first guess. You know that. I talked about it. The reason I didn't feel comfortable about this roster and this team was too many things have to work out. Too many things have to go right. You can't have LeBron being out. You know, this is the third time in 4 years in L.A., Chris. He's been hurt,
yep,
right?
Yep.
That's just a fact. That's nothing.
He was hurt earlier. Now it's COVID, but he was hurt earlier.
Right. And he was hurt earlier, and now he's got COVID. Anthony Davis, I don't know. I mean, what is he doing? I don't know.
Hey,
Chris,
you know,
take the lead.
It seems,
he's
Rob,
a number one. He can't take the lead. Why can't he take the lead?
When he was the lead in New Orleans, they won one playoff series in 7 years. I mean, he's a great player. He's not, doesn't seem to be that guy. He seems to be a number two, content with being a number two. And you and I both thought winning that championship a couple years ago, he, you know, a lot of guys, that just leads them on to new heights.
Because
and
you know why, Chris?
Didn't do it
because
with him.
if you win, right? The monkey's off your back.
Yep.
You're not playing with this whole notion that you never won. Anthony Davis never won. Now you could just play.
Yep.
You
yep.
can just play and not even – that's in my back pocket. Now you know what I want to do?
You can never
I want
say
to win
that
some MVPs.
Yep.
I want to be the best defensive player award. I could build my resume and maybe I might win another one, Chris, or a third one.
Right.
And now people start to consider me one of the great players of all time.
Right. Because he was top 75. A lot of people feel that that was premature, and I'm one of them.
No, that was premature.
Maybe he'd be deservedly top 100, you know, next time they do it. But I think it was premature, Rob. I think it was too early to give him that. He didn't, you know, do anything when he had his own team. And a guy like a Dwight Howard led a team to the finals when he was the guy. You know, Dwight had a nice decade-long run. And
that team was a nice team, too, that Orlando Magic team, Chris, that went to the finals.
Oh, yeah, they beat LeBron. And LeBron and won 66 games that year.
And you remember that year, that was the LeBron-Kobe. You remember the puppets? They were promoting it all.
Everybody was wanting to see that.
Everybody wanted to see it, and they got derailed by an Orlando Magic team.
Right. And look, Davis's numbers look pretty good. You know, 24 points, 10 rebounds, almost 2.5 blocks a game. But, Rob, one thing you're seeing, and LeBron's putting up nice numbers, 25, 7 assists, 5 boards. And he's playing well, but LeBron isn't dominating games when he's been healthy like he used to. Like, he's getting numbers, and he's playing fine, but he's not controlling the game and just taking over. Yeah, he did against Indiana. He's done it here and there. But not night in, night out like he always has done throughout his career. And Anthony Davis, same thing. You can't just look at the numbers. He's not balling the way he needs to or to the top of his game. He's shooting 20% from three.
And here's Chris, when you talk about the numbers, the teams they've lost to, forget that LeBron's not there. Anthony Davis and Westbrook and Carmelo can't beat OKC and Sacramento in LA. Like, seriously, really?
Right.
I don't say they got to blow them out, but they can't beat those teams.
Yeah,
look
they
at who
shouldn't
they lost
need.
To.
That was part of why they brought in Westbrook.
Yes,
so that they could win games without LeBron, and it just hasn't happened. So
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Rob, let's move on to college football because a lot went down today. Of course, Brian Kelly announced as the head coach of LSU, the new coach from he's going there from Notre Dame. Good hire because, look, Rob, he did a very good – he did a great job at Notre Dame. You know, they've got academic requirements that most teams don't have, most schools don't have, and yet, you know, he got them to the national championship game. He's gotten them to the playoffs three times, the college football playoff, the four-team playoff, or twice, I should say. And he's done a great job. I don't like the way this is played out, though, Rob. Look, I think he'll do fine there. I mean, now, you know, without those academic restrictions, I mean, LSU is a historically great program. I think he'll be able to go there and really – you know, do some damage and get them back to being a national power. But, you know, he spoke to his team. Obviously, they found out on social media, his players. He's talked to them. It was like an 11-minute meeting, according to reports. And, Rob, if they make the playoff, you know, because they got a shot. They're number six.
Right.
Cincinnati is four. Michigan is two. Alabama is three. And Georgia's won, and Georgia and Alabama play. So if Georgia would be in if they lose, but if Alabama loses, they're probably out. They could be out. And you know, Notre Dame's got a shot. Ohio or Michigan plays Iowa in the Big Ten Championship. They could lose. Cincinnati could lose. So Notre Dame has a shot.
We should mention this. There was conflicting reports on Brian Kelly meeting with Notre Dame players. ESPN reported that it was 11 minutes, and The Athletic reported that it was just 2 minutes.
2 minutes is unbelievable.
Spent 2 minutes.
11 minutes is short in and of itself, but 2 minutes? But, 2 minutes is just, no, that's not, it shouldn't be 2 minutes.
But you know what the problem is? Like, people, no, of course not. But people are asking, like, why is this happening now? Like, teams are still going on or whatever. But, Chris, it's all about the recruiting, the timing of the recruiting, right?
Right.
That's why the coaches bail out
right
now before. People say, wait till after the bowl game. It's too late.
But so
it's too late after the bowl game.
Do you – so you – see, because that's what's bothering me.
I'm not saying
that.
I'm
if they get to the playoff, he won't coach them.
Right, but I'm
which
saying
which could keep them out of the playoff. The committee said they're going to take that into consideration. Do you think he should coach them if they make the playoff or
no, not? Once you're done, you're done. I just like, you know.
Right. You're right about the timing, right?
It's the timing factor, though, that's bad in college football because you just saw who was the big quarterback – Chris, the five-star quarterback.
Malachi Nelson.
Yes.
Who's going to follow Lincoln Riley to USC.
Who's following Lincoln Riley to USC, right? This is all because of the recruiting thing. He decommitted, and now he's coming to USC. In the next 2 weeks, you're going to see all these kids.
Right.
We're at the end of the year. It's the way the system is set up. You can't wait, Chris, and go, I'll keep this under my hat. I'll coach the bowl game, right? And then when I get to the new school, I got no players.
Right.
I got no players right this year.
Because the thing is, Rob, there's such a huge gap. What do we got, a month before they play in the playoff?
Yep.
So you would say, man, they should just delay the recruiting season or, you know, do what you got to do to set the timing right.
Fix it.
But how do you do that when you got a month? Like, I hate this gap between the major bowl games and the playoff and the end of the regular season.
No,
You got a month off. Some of these cases, it's been like 50-some-odd days off.
Because of the holidays and all that. I know.
Because
they want to play those games, Chris, in the new year or certain days.
Yep.
So they just say, to heck with it. So what if the kids haven't played football in 3 weeks? So what? They'll just come out and play. And that's how you get those bad lopsided game sometimes.
Yep. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, because you're right with the recruiting. I mean, the last thing you want to do is go somewhere and basically you're mailing it in for your first year as far as your players.
Because that's what it would be.
Yeah, but it just doesn't feel right that those kids, because Rob G, what'd you say? The committee is going to take it into consideration. If
yes,
your coach is there.
They did say during the unveiling show earlier tonight that they're going to take into consideration, the way they couched it was, any team which is missing a key player or coach is going to be docked a little bit.
If he costs those kids at Notre Dame, and it's a if, because if everybody in the top four wins, Notre Dame's not going to be in.
Right.
But if he costs them a chance, Rob, to play in the national championship playoff, that's horrible. That's horrible.
It is bad, but these coaches and the way it's set up, and I know people have been crushing some of these guys or whatever, but Chris, you can't have it both ways. If schools can fire coaches, right, and get rid of them, then why can't a coach decide that he wants to move on? I'm not against that. I know it's a tough pill to swallow for the kids. I'm just happy now that the kids can move on and not be penalized. That's what bothered me before.
Right.
Coaches
right
didn't have to sit out, but a kid used to have to sit out a year. That's gone. So now if the kids can bounce and go wherever they want, then the coaches can bounce.
I'm with you there, but this is the one situation where they're at this point, there's no answer. Because again, how do you pick Notre Dame, Rob? Who's the assistant coach that would take over? You know, I mean, really, how do you pick? And I get it. Assistant coaches are valuable, offensive and defensive coordinators. And, you know, they know what's going on. They can still call the shots and all that. But, I mean, maybe you do. I guess you just pick that team. If I was on the committee, I wouldn't penalize them. Because we saw last year in the NFL, the Cleveland Browns beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the playoffs without their head coach.
Yep.
Right? And so 100. Mike McCarthy won't be coaching for Dallas Thursday night when they play New Orleans. So that's what I would do. I would say, you know what? We're not going to penalize the kids if the coach isn't there. Because they got, you know, as long as they have their coaching staff in place otherwise, and an assistant will take over, that's what I do.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Seattle Seahawks have certainly done that. Last night.
Stinky. Woo. Chris, I told you it was all over before the season even started. I told you it was all over in Seattle. Sleepless in Seattle. How about winless in Seattle?
Well, they're not quite winless. They have won three.
But all right, well, they have won lately.
Yeah, right. 3-8. And last night beaten 17-15 by the mediocre, the fair to middling Washington football team. And here's what I'm throwing at. And I mean, like you said, you called it before the season. So I guess I can guess where you're going on this. But there's now talk, Rob, that, you know, the talk is heated up that this could be Russell Wilson's last year in Seattle and that the team needs to move on and trade him. What are your thoughts?
I'm all for it. I said this, Chris. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Don't hold on to them too long. That team has more holes than a golf course. So it is time to move on and plug them by getting some picks. We started, Chris. You know, like, you had a nice run. What should have been was they should have won two championships back-to-back, right? If they would have run the ball in the end zone, they would have had two championships. They had the Legion of Boom, Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll. It would have been a beautiful story, tie a bow on it. They only got one. And now the defense is no good. The offense is no good. And it doesn't make sense to have a quarterback that eats up that much of the salary cap when you can't fix the other places because there's no money for those places. So it only makes sense. The guy was disgruntled last offseason, was, you know, talking big and bad last offseason. Make the move. It is time to rebuild. And I think sometimes people hold on to people too long. It's not a disrespect or you think he can't play or anything like that, Chris. It's not. It's just like keeping him and having limitations on what you can bring in to help make it better is the problem. So the best thing is trade him while he has big value, get some draft picks, and then start to rebuild that Seattle Seahawks situation and have the chance to try to win again. And you know what? Something's been bugging me for a while. You always talked about, Chris, before Russell Wilson, they didn't win anything. They went to the Super Bowl against Pittsburgh. I mean, No, they lost, but they did. Let's not make it like they went to the Super Bowl.
Were they a mainstay in the playoffs?
No,
like that?
They went to the Super Bowl. They were a pretty good team. They went to the Super Bowl.
I mean, they haven't been horrible.
No, I just wanted to make sure, right? Because I think I remember you saying, like, before Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll, they didn't do anything.
I was talking about Pete Carroll. But Pete Carroll didn't take them to the Super Bowl.
No, but I'm saying the organization had gone to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, one time in their 36, one time before Russell Wilson, they have been to the Super Bowl one time in their 36-year history.
All right, tell the Lions. You happy with that? Tell the Lions and the Browns.
They're not comparing themselves to the freaking Lions and the Browns. Not just to fit your narrative, all right? All right, because you want to act like, oh, they were big and bad in Seattle.
No, but
they weren't sleepless. They weren't winless. They were nasty. They were tough. They were gritty. They got to the Super Bowl. Yeah, one time in 36 years. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. Yeah, I thought so.
No, I already made my point. Go ahead. So you want to keep Russell Wilson have a bad franchise with a star quarterback?
They're not a bad franchise.
They're terrible.
This will likely be. It's not even guaranteed yet, but likely be the first losing record in Russell Wilson's career, Rob. Started in 2012.
And 250 gets you on the New York City subway. What is that?
You know what that gets you? It gets you into the Hall of Fame. They have got a Hall of Fame quarterback smack dab in the middle of his prime, just turned 33 years old yesterday, I believe. And you want to trade him? You want to go back to the Jim Zorn, Matt Hasselbeck, Dave Krieg. Seneca Wallace, Tavares Jack. You want to go back to that? You don't trade away a Hall of Fame quarterback in his prime.
Chris,
give me your little list. Because all of them were past their prime.
Which one was still
in his prime?
No, huh? but the point is that they moved on from those guys.
In their primes?
And those guys went on to play and do well. Brett Favre went to the NFC Championship game.
He was Rob.
Joe Montana went to the AFC Championship game.
They had Aaron Rodgers in waiting. And Brett Favre was older. You know he wasn't. He still wasn't.
But
at
he
his
still
best.
Went to the NFC Championship game.
Oh, he still was
game.
Okay. Yeah, he still could throw a football. Joe Montana. They had Steve Young, another Hall of Famer.
All right, but he,
in
but
waiting,
he still went
Joe
to the
Montana
AFC Championship game in Kansas City. Joe Montana.
But he was older.
Peyton
he wasn't
Manning
still
won
in his
a Super
prime.
Bowl after they got rid
Andrew
of him.
They had Andrew Luck All right. in waiting, and Peyton Manning was coming off a horrific neck injury. So Rob, they're not the same. Russell, look, it is easier to rebuild around Russell Westbrook.
Or, Chris, they don't have money. They don't have any space.
Then draft them properly. Then make some good trade. I'm serious. And you know what? Before I would trade Russell Wilson, I would fire Pete Carroll. If it comes to that.
Why does Pete Carroll have to be in the equation?
Because here's the deal. Here's the deal.
It ain't an either or.
Well, let me finish. We know this, and it's not every time. There are exceptions. But in many cases, Rob, a very good coach comes in and changes things immediately. Immediately. Sean McDermott goes to Buffalo.
What
Buffalo
if they won?
Hadn't, hold on. Buffalo hadn't been good since Jim Kelly walked out of the door. They had missed the playoffs for 17 straight years. In his first season, Sean McDermott gets them in the playoffs. Sean McVay goes to the Rams. They had missed the playoffs for a dozen straight years. In his first season.
Chris, stop it.
They're balling. Andy Reid goes to Kansas City, which was a joke. Hadn't been good since the days of Otis Taylor and Lynn Dawson.
Who?
Maybe Christian Okoye here or there.
Yeah, all right.
Jamal Charles here or there.
The nightmare.
Yeah, they were all right. But immediately he turned. They go from 2 wins to 11 with Alex Smith as quarterback. Rob, my point is this. If you get the right coach in there. Oh, because they got some ballers. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. Remember the running back Chris Carson is hurt. Jamal Adams. Oh, yeah, everybody's down on
bad
Jamal
trade.
Adams. And I'm
bad
not saying
trade.
He can't improve. Okay, fine. But he still can ball. They got some pieces. I think Pete Carroll's grown stale. Pete Carroll wasn't a great NFL coach.
What are you, an ageist now?
Wilson
just because he's a little long in the tooth and gray
age.
Hair?
I don't care if he was 34. I don't care if he was the age of one of your dates.
Can I see it?
I'll be saying it.
You know, that's always the hard part when I date. Every time I go out on a date.
Are you out with your daughter? They ask
yeah,
that.
You know, they got off to Carter to make sure she could even get into the restaurant, you know? Oh, I'm sorry.
But I'm telling you, right? Look, and I'm not on a fire Pete Carroll binge.
Yes, you
I'm
are. Just, what no, did Pete all, Carroll do to
what
you?
What I'm saying is this, Rob. If it comes down to one or the other, like if I'm like, okay, we got to do something. We're stuck in a lurch. I am thinking about getting rid of Pete Carroll and bringing in a new coach before I am thinking about trading Russell Wilson. Because, Rob, you know this. There are whole franchises who have never in their entire existence had a Hall of Fame quarterback in his prime or period. And now I'm just going to give one away because of one bad season? They were 12-4 last year.
I'm not buying into where they are and what they need so many things to get this team thing back together, Chris. They need more than tape and glue. You're like, oh, they'll be all right next year. No.
I'm not saying it's not an uphill climb. I'm just saying I would rather build with a Hall of Fame quarterback. Because, Rob, that's the hardest thing to get.
And that's what every team wants.
And they've been – that the reason they've been in the playoffs, relevant, yes, they haven't won it.
Chris.
But, heck, Green Bay didn't win it. Green Bay hasn't won it with Aaron Rodgers since, what, 2010, 2011?
Yeah, but here's my thing.
Should they have traded him?
Did you see what they just did in New England? They had a Hall of Fame quarterback. They let him go.
Yeah, and he went somewhere and won the Super Bowl.
No. They were down for 1 year. They won 7 games, and now they're back in the playoff hunt
because
they rebuilt the team and they put a young quarterback in the right system. Chris, you're the one
and
talking
they got
about
the
that.
Best coach
no,
in
well,
history.
Hold on. Hold on, seriously. Hold on. You're talking about the Patriots are Super Bowl contenders, and they did it in 1 year. They got rid of a Hall of Fame quarterback. This is the blueprint, Chris Broussard.
Is Bill Belichick Bill Belichick walking through that door in
this
Seattle?
This is the blueprint. Seattle went to the Super Bowl back-to-back years. What are you talking about?
That was a decade ago.
Stop ripping Pete Carroll. Give the man some respect. What's wrong with you?
Rob Parker, when New Orleans went 7-9 for 4 out of 5 seasons, did they trade away Drew Brees?
They should have.
No, they should not have. I get it. They didn't win another Super Bowl. But you know what? They were in the hunt. They were in the fight. They were in the thick of it every single year, pretty much. When Pittsburgh, about 8 years ago, went back-to-back years without making the playoffs, did they get rid of Big Ben Roethlisberger? I need some music. Did they get rid of Big Ben Roethlisberger?
They should have.
No.
We don't have time
and I
for
get
all
it.
That.
They have not yet won a Super Bowl since then. But still, they were relevant. They gave the fans a reason to come out to the stadium. The fans believed they could go into every season saying, we got Big Ben. We got Drew Brees. We got a chance. And the fans of Seattle, they deserve more than you want to give them. You want them to hit rock bottom. You want them to go to the abyss. There's no guarantee you climb out of the abyss. You should know that, having worked in Detroit for 20 years. The fans in Seattle deserve a contender. And with Russell Wilson at the helm, that's what you get. This year, throw it away. It's an aberration. It's a once-in-a-decade type thing. Russell Wilson will be back. Don't trade him. Fire the coach instead.
You know what? You got me so hungry talking about the abyss. The next time I go out to dinner, I'm going to get some lobster abyss. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.